This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Oh my gosh, what is going on with the Cubs right now as they might be willing to part ways with Chris Bryant. Now,
and they said no player is untouchable.
Yeah, and this is amazing. Now, he did shoot it down a little bit. Epstein did shoot it down just a little bit and saying, "Hey, we're, you know, that's a guy that we kind of like here." But yeah, I just don't believe in untouchables. Why limit yourself? It sends the wrong message. Given what we're trying to accomplish, it would be virtually impossible to envision the deal that would make sense to move them. I just don't believe in untouchables. So it's amazing. And I'm wondering, 877-881-1053, and all the guys in this room, would you give up the future, which the plan for the Rangers has been the future?
Project 2020.
Project 2020 is what Kevin has dubbed it. It is when the new stadium opens, you're showing up, and when you start showing up, then the Rangers will start to spend some money on some players. But would you give up the future for Chris Bryant and then the money to get Bryce Harper? Here's what I want to see, Kevin.
Oh, man.
I want to see Joey Gallo, Bryce Harper, and Chris Bryant all back together again. Because they played, like, what,
T-ball?
Yeah, they played Little League together. I want to see them play for the next 10 years as teammates and dominate Major League Baseball and win all the World Series for the next 10 years.
I mean, we have the worst of them, so we might as well get the other two
Come on, dude. He has the potential to be the best of them, though.
Hey, awesome. The other two have already done stuff. So while he's hanging out with, hey, I got potential, like, that's cool. I want the ones that have already shown that they can play good baseball. So let's do it.
Okay.
I'm in. Bobby,
hold on.
Yeah, no, I'm in. Partially because it's not my $350 million that I have to spend to get Bryce Harper, but also, like, I don't know how in the world that you make this trade happen, but you guys told me there's a way. Most of our prospects turn out to be not particularly good, so let's do it. We have a terrible drafting record, especially in the first round, so if you want to just go ahead and deal those first-round picks that we've acquired, let's go for it.
All right, now, Colby,
are you
willing? I'm pretty shocked by that because you've been so bent on the idea that
Rangers, told me I could get both of them.
The Rangers are rebuilding.
I can get two of the top, 25 players in baseball?
Okay.
And they're both 26, 27?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's going to cost you, like, you're eventually going to have to pay Chris Bryant's money, too.
Sure.
So that's what, $150, $180 million, somewhere in that range?
Well, hell, if Bryce Harper thinks he'd get $350 million, who the hell knows? But I think Chris Bryant is still under your control for like 3 or 4 years.
Okay, all right. Colby?
Man, all right. So the potential of having a really good World Series winning team is probably not going to happen with the amount of pitching that we have and see coming up the pipe anytime soon, right?
Okay.
So because of that, let's go ahead and have fun baseball, and let's win or lose games 17-14. Let's do this.
Damn right.
Hold on. What are you doing here, Kevin? I expect you to be the one that's always like, hey, you know what? Let's keep it close to the vest. We're going to play Jason Garrett style approach to everything.
I'm done with that because I love the Rangers. But the last 2 years, late August and September, baseball for the Rangers has been crushingly sad. So even if we're not competing for the playoffs, it'll be can't miss radio because you'll be like, oh, yeah, I didn't listen to the Rangers game. They're not that great. Oh, really? So you missed it? Chris Bryant set the all-time record with 5 home runs and Harper had 3 and we lost 19-18. Like, you can't. You're going to be like, oh, my God, what?
From Matt on Twitter, he said those 3 players will not get us to the series. We need pitching. All right.
It, not in 2019, but you just wait.
All right, so what do you mean you just wait?
Well,
are we going to get the pitching to just show up?
No. Yes.
Wait, yes, you will.
Because now I have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant. You're going to be like, oh, I didn't want to play for this nondescript franchise because let's face it, the Rangers are a nondescript franchise in the hierarchy of Major League Baseball. Like, would you argue that the Rangers in the hierarchy of Major League Baseball are like a bottom third franchise in terms of recognizable players and just everything about
them. We know who Nomar is.
Well, sure.
Because, we know who Kiner Falefa is.
Yes, but
we
nobody,
know who these guys are.
Nobody who just like casually follows baseball knows who those people
aside
are.
Aside from Beltre, who is the most popular player on this team?
Elvis.
And you'll say Odor.
I'll say Odor.
But yes, you're right. Elvis. He's the most tenured player. He's been seen in World Series before. He's the most popular out of all the players that we have aside from Beltre, who we don't know who's going to come back. And nobody in the rest of Major League Baseball cares about Elvis. That's a really tough thing for me to say, because he's one of my favorite players ever in the Rangers system. But go look at a lot of the players in the Rangers system throughout the entirety of the Rangers history. And in Major League Baseball, they somehow don't scratch the surface of what Major League Baseball fans pay attention to, because they weren't Yankees or Red Sox.
But everybody knows who Chris Bryant is. Everybody knows who Bryce Harper is. Hell, even people who don't follow baseball know who Bryce Harper is. He's arguably the most recognizable person in the entire sport. You add them to the team, the pitching could well follow.
All right, so for Chris Bryant alone, Parker, because Kevin, when I asked you this earlier, you said we don't have anything to trade.
Yeah, Parker, how the hell are you going to make that work?
What can we give up for Chris Bryant alone? Now, that doesn't include the $300 million that we're going to have to pay Bryce Harper.
Yeah, so, I mean, you said it. Epstein basically said it's going to take a whale of a deal to even think about trading for Chris Bryant. So here's where it starts. If you're the Rangers, it starts with Mazzara, and then you're including one of either Leody Taveras or Julio Pablo Martinez, who are your two top prospects, both outfielders, both very, very young. So there's two guys. Then you've got
Julio Pablo is the one that we just like
just signed.
Inked and
yeah, he was an international guy. He's been playing, I believe, high A ball, but still 2 or 3 years away.
Ropes.
And then you've got a collection of probably five pitchers that are the next five spots in your top 20 prospects. And you're going to have to give away two of them, whether it's Cole Wynn, Hans Kraus, Jonathan Hernandez.
Hans Kraus is the one that's bringing all the gas, right?
He's the one bringing the gas.
He's
and
the one that said that.
Joe Palumbo and Cole Reagans, who Reagans probably would have been your top prospect if he hadn't gone through Tommy John not too long ago. So two pitchers, one of your top two prospects, and Nomar Mazzara is where that conversation starts.
Done. And I don't even have to think about it.
And, Kevin, I think you're exactly right. At first, when, Corey, you brought this up, I looked at you and I said, there's no way. But then the more that I thought about it, the more I realized, I just listed off seven names of guys. None of them have even touched AA yet in the system. And so that means they're 3 years away, likely.
That's one of the inherent flaws in our farm system right now, is all of our best prospects, more often than not, are best-case scenario AA, but usually like high rookie ball or single A, and so much can happen between then and the time you get to the big leagues. And I get it, like, we're excited about, you know, Gallo, Odor, and Mazzara, but for as much as people complain about how the farm system has been cleaned out and all of these trades that everybody hates because they think the JD sucks, like, what have most of those players turned into? I'm not saying all of them, but most of them have turned into a big bag of nothing, which makes you wonder, like, have we just had a string of overrated prospects? And if that's the case, ship them out. Let's go. I already know that Chris Bryant is awesome at baseball. Let's bring him in and anchor your third base for the next decade.
Without the players that Parker just brought up, and that how low on the in the single A and rookie league and such that they are, it kind of made me think, is this how it always is now with our minor leagues, where we don't really have any AA and AAA minor leaguers that are any good? Because if that's the case, maybe we're getting pretty good prospects and then our minor leagues are breaking them.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that they got like their quality control people in here and all that, is you hear about how awesome all these guys are, but then by the time they get to AA and AAA, you're like, yeah, you know, we're hoping he could be a 3 or 4 starter. And I was like, but hold on. 2 years ago, you told me this kid's going to revolutionize our pitching. And you're like, well, you know.
Stuff.
And then they don't say anything.
I think the biggest concern that what we've seen on the fan text has been, well, sure, you can go get these guys, but you don't have pitching. And I guess my response to that would be, where's the pitching going to come from? Like, okay, sure, you can go give Patrick Corbin $80 million this year. He's the one big name on the market.
And the Yankees want him, so good luck with that.
So you're not going to get that pitching this year on the free agent market.
But Sonny Gray, the Rangers seem to be in contention to go get him.
Cool, a retread guy who had like a 4 ERA this year, who's upwards of 30.
I mean, Mike Minor was a guy who had surgery and wasn't any
good. Well, sure, but like Mike Minor in a winning franchise is a 4. You know, like, he's our best pitcher, but I'm saying if you've got a winning pitcher, a winning franchise, he's a 4 who might not pitch in the playoffs.
And none of those guys are out there for you to go get right now. Clayton Kershaw just inked a 3-year deal. He might have been the one guy that you could kind of target down on hope that you brought him in. The pitching is not going to come from the free agent market this year. Pitching's not going to come from your minor leagues this year because the guys just aren't that close. You're trading a couple away, and even the 3 or 4 that you'd have left, still 2 or 3 years out. You're going to get butts in seats with your names like Harper and names like Bryant. And that's what we want, because when butts come into seats, ownership's going to be willing to spend more money and do more crazy things. And that's where you get your pitching, not this year, but next year, the year after, and you're really ready to compete 2020, 2021.
See, and when I think about this thing right now, I think, name me a player that is must see. The only player that like I really get interested in for at bats is whenever Mazzara's hot. Like whenever Mazzara's on it, and even Odor was, when he was on, man, this summer, we were like, whoa, you got to see what he's going to do. Cause you see one pitch and you're like, oh man, he's about to crank this next one. And then he did. And you're like, yeah, that's what Odor does when he's hot. When Mazzara is hot, he does the same thing, but he cools off pretty fast. But when Gallo's up, you're like, all right, at any moment, big swing is going to either be a home run or strikeout.
Right.
Like he's kind of a must-watch guy. Chris Bryant and Harper would bring that must-watch every single play, every single time. 3 guys are at bat. And so you're right. That puts butts in seats. That brings everybody to the yard. And then you're serving all the milkshakes, right, Kevin? Milkshakes.
Absolutely.
For everybody.
They're like, it's better than yours.
Yeah, and so like,
damn right.
I think I've never run a franchise. I've ever seen
what?
Yeah, no, this would be my first time.
This is breaking news.
This would be my first time to ever run a franchise.
Hit the sounder.
But Ooga. Whenever it comes to the money that I get. You know, we were talking about this with our boss man, Tim Collins, earlier, and he was saying this reminds me a lot of what the Astros were in 2000, where they brought in Enron Stadium. Then all of a sudden they were like, okay, and they took a little bit of the money because the stadium took a little bit of that extra money and added it to the roster. And then all of a sudden they were able to add enough players to become a contending team. Now, the Rangers are trying to build a model where their contending team is young and still controllable at the same time. But are we looking at the double-A ball and saying it just doesn't even out, or do we got to give this thing time? Because I think a lot more people came to the conclusion, because basically what happened, guys, is over this whole season, we all came to the conclusion that the plan was to give this team time. It's not right now. But within 45 minutes... you guys all decided, throw the plan out the damn window and go get me all the players that cost all the money. And y'all are okay with that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What?
Because it makes our franchise relevant, and our franchise hasn't been relevant in, I would say, 5 years. And people could save it when you make it to the playoffs. When you make it to the playoffs and get beat down or fall apart, that don't make you relevant. This would make you relevant. Like, the Phillies are about to become relevant because they're going to sign Bryce Harper. But if you swooped in, like they stole Cliff Lee from us, and took Bryce Harper, the Rangers are the talk of baseball. Like, I know it didn't super work out for them, but when the Rangers picked up A-Rod, they were the talk of baseball. And for 3 years, he was awesome. And then you just couldn't win any games. But we'll have all this money coming in with the new stadium, right? The new stadium's pretty much free for this team. So they should be spending all the money, right?
Yeah. No, I totally see what you're saying there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.